Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No.
Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
Back on the drive with Tay and Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk, ESPN Radio 93.5. I'm back from vacation.
You messed up because you weren't here with Chris Block talking Derby.
Oh, man. Did he give out?
Two long shots that finished first and second in the Derby.
Really?
John just sent that in and said, hey, when you're done talking baseball, give a shout out to Chris. His two long shot picks finished 1-2. Of course,
Mage.
And then it was the two Phils or whatever. That's an Illinois horse.
Yeah.
That's an Illinois horse. So Chris got it done.
Here I am on my TVG placing a couple of Derby bets, and I could have just tuned into the show or the podcast and had some winners.
That's all you needed to do.
What an idiot.
I did the double yesterday thinking, you know, this would be awesome if this actually happened because I just was in the mood to do nothing. So I bet Ross Chastain on the NASCAR circuit, and he finished like ninth. And then just for the hell of it, I bet the Miami Grand Prix of Miami or something, Formula One last night, a little open wheel, and my guy finished like fourth. But it made it kind of fun to watch the race. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It kind of was made it. I mean, I could tell on the long runs that Chastain wasn't going to get it done, but I'm just like, you know, if the first eight guys wreck each other accidentally when they're not even close to each other.
It makes you more invested in stuff that you normally wouldn't. Or maybe you're going to watch a game anyway, mm-hmm. just to give you... I'd probably tune into... Oh, I didn't bet it last night, like the Suns and Nuggets. Yeah. But if you have a little wager on something...
I like it.
Kevin Durant scored 30 points. Gives you a little added incentive.
I've completely flipped on the way I wager now. And it's because of that, what you just said. Like, I used to just do a parlay a night. Like, what the hell? Let's do that. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Now it's, I almost have to bet on the Cardinals to watch them. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten.
I hope you haven't been on them.
No, I haven't. Well. But then, like, come weekend, I pick one guy from the PGA. I pick a driver on the NASCAR circuit. So that gives me something on Sunday to kind of sit down and watch a little bit. Sunday's the only day where I get a chance to just, and probably for a lot of us, to sit down and just kind of enjoy sports or whatever on TV. But yeah, that's just kind of the way I do it now. I just kind of am like, I'm just going to pick these guys to have a reason to watch the whatever open this week in Greensboro on the PGA Tour. Hello, friends.
Beer Can Kurt on the U of I Atlanta Lynx text line said he's got $150 in his pocket now that he didn't before, thanks to Chris Block's advice.
Nice. I think, he should buy us a beer. He's brought us beer before.
It's true.
So we couldn't open it because it was the really cool cans.
The Chicago Bears cans.
So he brought that to us knowing we weren't going to open that up and drink that beer. But it was still a nice gesture of what he did. Yeah, that's cool. And, of course, we'll have Chris on now before the Preakness.
Sounds good.
That's next, right? Preakness and then Belmont, I believe.
How many Nerfies have you bet?
I have
no run first inning if you didn't hear Brad Evans interview.
Yeah, Nerfy and Yerfy.
Yerfy and Nerfy.
I've never bet a Yerfy. I told you that, right? Because I said I couldn't handle it. I could not handle all of a sudden then seeing three games go no run first innings when I bet them as a run first inning. I would lose my collective mind after all the times I've lost on a no run first inning. So I will never bet a Yerfy. But I've done a few Nerfies. I kind of enjoy it. I had one rolling the other day. I was about ready to win it, and I think it was the Rays with two outs. Did they just play the Yankees?
Yes.
I think with two outs in the first inning, all I needed was one more out to win a three-leg Nerfy parlay and a guy homered. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
The worst.
It is amazing how many runs are scored in the first inning. That is the one thing that I have learned from doing a Nerfy. And it makes all the sense in the world that a first inning would be when runs would score, because your best, the best 6 to 8 hitters of the game are coming to the plate. So it actually makes no sense to bet a Nerfy, but it's just kind of fun because then you're thinking, well, okay, the starting pitcher's fresh. He's got everything on his side. Yeah, exactly. But, man, it is amazing how many times teams score in the first inning. It's crazy. I don't know. I told you the one time, didn't I? What was it? Down on the beach, I was on a Florida vacation, and I was just having a, like, what the heck? And I bet every game, parlayed like 10 games of no-run first inning, and it set a record. Like, Trevor sent me the article, like Wall Street Journal or something did this article saying Saturday was the most runs ever scored in the first inning of any Major League Baseball or something. I was like, oh, my God.
Of course.
It was hilarious.
On that note, in the transition, I think a Yerfy might be a good move for tonight's game.
Oh.
Michaelis on the hill. I know it's been a cold Cubs lineup, but Michaelis has been getting hit around. And then Stroman doesn't have the best numbers against the Cardinals, in particular Paul Goldschmidt, who usually hits the Cubs pretty well. So maybe we see a run there at Wrigley in the first inning. I'd have to check the weather, see if the wind's blowing out. But
you know what? I'm looking.
It's blowing in.
It's a rainy, cold night at
Wrigley. Oh, perfect.
That is perfect.
Doesn't make sense at all that there would be a run. So there will definitely be a run.
I forgot Packy Naughton is on the 15-day IL. Right. That's what's wrong with this team.
Yeah, you should forget about that.
We don't have Packy Naughton. That's what's wrong. The Cubs have
Which
no injured
45-year-old are they going to trade for this year?
Oh, my goodness. Jake Woodford's on the 15-day IL?
Sure.
That was one of those, hey, Jake, you're hurt, by the way. Wayno's back. Excuse me? You're hurt. What do you mean? You're hurt. I don't care what. You hurt something. All right, you want to hear the lineups?
Yep.
Let's go with the Cardinals first instead of the visiting team. Lars Nootbaar starts out in right. He's hitting .297. His OBP is pretty good, too, I think. He's been getting on base. Paul Goldschmidt, average of .321, 7 homers, 20 ribbies.
I mean, 3 bombs yesterday.
It's amazing. Nolan Gorman playing second, will bat third. Nolan Arenado at third, batting fourth, hitting .232.
He's been really bad.
He has been. Contreras will hit fifth and DH, hitting .265. Billy. Brendan Donovan will bat, seventh? Play left field? No, he'll bat sixth.
He might have thought his name was Billy after that collision between him and Newt.
Goodness. Wow. Dylan Carlson's in center, the untouchable. Hitting .235. He'll bat seventh. Oof, Tommy Edmonds at short, hitting .248. And your guy, Andrew Kisner, will bat ninth and catch. He's hitting .205.
He's on fire.
He is. He's above the Mendoza line. I'll tell you a guy that's not is Tucker Barnhart, and I'll get to him. Nico Horner leads it off for the Cubbies at second, hitting .309. Dansby's hitting .271 to bat two. Ian's third, hitting .300. Bellinger's fourth, hitting .300. Suzuki. I know.
Awesome, man.
Suzuki's hitting fifth, .259 average. Mancini, who won me a bet last year, is hitting sixth, .264. Matt Mervis, the youngster, guaranteed to go 3-for-4 tonight. He's hitting .286. Patrick Wisdom, hitting eighth in the order, hitting .229, but 11 home runs, 21 ribbies. Leads the team in homers and ribbies. And then Tucker Barnhart will bat ninth. He's hitting .186.
It's the 9-hole battle between the catchers hitting is going to be just the
worst. That's what I'm watching for tonight.
The worst.
That's what I'm looking for. And then you got Mike Miles on the mound, 1-1, 5.79 ERA, a whip of 1.66. So looks to be a better whip than Marcus Stroman. Oh, no, wait. You want to be. Stroman's 2-2 with a 2.18 ERA and a 1.09.
In this instance, the smaller the better.
Greg, how about this? Michaelis has thrown 37 innings this year. How is this whip not over like six? I don't understand. He's thrown 37 innings and given up 53 hits. Marcus Stroman has thrown 41 innings and given up 29 hits. So Stroman has thrown four more innings and given up basically 20-some less hits.
It's amazing.
That's 24 hits. Is that right? Wow.
I'll add this about Stroman.
Stroman has walked 16.
Which Derek just alluded to, though. The Cardinals were kind of his kryptonite last year. In four starts against the Cardinals last year, he had a 6.89 ERA.
Wow.
In his 21 starts against anyone else, he had a 2.87 ERA.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I did not realize that. I don't remember that. I don't remember us doing that.
I was looking through some of the
all-time series.
Yeah, I do have those. You want those?
I do. I like these.
All right, so this is the season series year by year. Last year, the Cardinals won 13 of 19. They were 13-6 against the Cubbies. The year before that, Cardinals 10-9. In 2020, they tied. Was that the year they played like four games?
Probably. COVID.
Yeah, the COVID year. I think maybe it was even like five or six across a weekend.
With nobody in the stands.
Nobody in the stands. They were playing those seven-inning games for doubleheaders.
So weird.
Really weird. So they tied 5-5 that year. Cardinals won the series 10-9 in both 2019 and 2018.
Wow.
So four out of the last 5 years, the Cardinals have taken the season series.
Hmm.
And then they tied in 2020. Cubs in 2017 won 14 of 19. 2016, 10 of 19. And then in 2015, that can't be right. It says they were 3-1. Oh, that's the 2015 NLDS, sorry.
Oh.
I do remember that very well.
I do remember that as well.
The Cardinals have gotten the better of the Cubs, although it's usually tightly contested, and there's been stretches of the rivalry where the better team, record-wise, doesn't win the season series.
Agree.
So many years where the Cardinals were the better team in the standings through the mid-2000s, 2010s, but the Cubs would get the better of them in the series, and here recently the Cardinals have been the better team, at least last year especially, and the record played that out because the Cubs weren't very good.
And you never know at Wrigley, right? I
mean, that's true.
Those games are fun. This candy cane's killing me right now. Excuse me. I just brought in a fresh batch, by the way, if anybody needs another candy cane. Some of those games at Wrigley when the wind's blowing out are just tremendously fun.
You guess who's won more all-time series?
It's the Cubs. Because they have a better head-to-head record against the Cardinals, right?
All-time series against each other. The Cubs have won 1,259, and the Cardinals have won 1,209.
Wow. So they're 50 games ahead of us.
50 games up.
Well, we got to stop.
Which is pretty much what the Pirates are on the Cardinals right now in the division.
Are the Cardinals still 10 back?
I believe so.
I mean, that's crazy that
9 back.
Why are we efforting Bob Huggins?
He said something unfortunate on the radio today.
Oh, he did?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear this. Somebody asked if we were efforting Bob Huggins.
No, we don't need that from the FCC.
Oh. Did he curse?
He said something derogatory.
Oh. Okay.
I hadn't heard the sound clip. I just saw what was being circulated on Twitter, apparently what he said about Xavier.
The school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Huggins at Cincinnati had the rivalry, and apparently said something about Xavier that
they've had could
some
have fights,
some
haven't they?
Hot water. Yeah. Yes, they have.
I remember they had a brawl about 6 years ago or something. It was pretty interesting. That's interesting. I don't see this anywhere on where I'm looking as to what he said.
Can you guess the longest win streak in the series?
Was it like in the 40s or something?
The Cardinals' longest win streak in this series was in the 40s from 1944 April and September, pretty much probably swept the season. They won 14 straight against the Cubs in 1944. Not the longest, though, because back in the dominant era,
1906-07,
the Chicago Cubs won 16 in a row against the Cardinals.
Old Cap Anderson came to play today, threw both ends of a doubleheader. What was the one guy that Jeremy loved? Old man, what is it? Radburn. Or Radburn or whatever. Who's buried in a Bloomington cemetery? That's the that was the funniest thing about all of it. I don't that's not funny, but you know what I mean.
Let me pitch this out there. I'd be curious because I know we got Cardinals and Cubs fans who listen in. A good healthy split here in Central Illinois. As we go into the first Cardinals Cubs series of the year, if there's one player from that franchise you could pull onto your team, and one that you could maybe bean at the plate when he was standing there.
You mean currently?
So I think all time.
Oh, all time.
One Cub that you always liked and would want on your team, and a Cub that if he was standing at the plate, or if it's a pitcher that maybe a comebacker.
You know, a guy I would have taken is Carlos Zambrano.
I always liked Carlos.
I would have taken his, and I really liked Mark Grace. Mark Grace. I mean, Ryan Sandberg was a stud, but Tommy Herr was with the Cardinals, so in my eyes, that ain't working. Mark Grace, though, he was really good, really good. And of course, I mean, you could go back to the Ernie Banks days and Fergie Jenkins, but I didn't see them, so I'm not going to go with that. So I would say Carlos Zambrano would be the guy I would take. He was a fiery, kind of a Joaquin Andujar kind of guy. He did not like losing. So I probably would have taken him. How about you? Grace would be number two on that.
I'd probably go same era. Mark Pryor, I always loved.
Yeah.
I mean, when healthy, was dominant. I'm trying to think who else.
That was his issue, right? I missed that. Of course. I literally... did the Bozo the Clown toss from a foot and missed the garbage
ben
can.
Ben Simmons.
Hey, at least I shot. I mean,
that's true.
He didn't even shoot. I've got old Hoss Radburn stats pulled up, but I like what you're doing here. What about you, Kyle? Now, you've had a young career, only 19. Any Cardinal? I would assume.
Any Cardinal you'd want on the Cubs or any Cardinal? You can go who you hated. Want to see them get beaned or a pitcher that you didn't like.
In terms of who I would want on the Cubs, I'd take Albert Pujols on the Cubs. One of the best hitters in the history of the game. I never really disliked him, mainly because that first era with the Cardinals, I was too young.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always kind of liked watching him. In terms of the guy I've always hated the most, Yadi Molina. Hate him.
Who do I hate the most on the Cubs?
I hated Javi Baez for a while.
Oh, yeah. And now he's beating us up with the Tigers. Who would I have?
Wasn't a big Chris Bryant fan, especially the hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that pretty much every female Cardinals fan always like, oh, Chris Bryant. Like, don't do that.
Who would I Who did I hate the most on the Cubs? Probably Sandberg. And out of respect, he was so good.
Aramis Ramirez hated the Cardinals because he tore them up.
I'm glad you brought him up. Aramis Ramirez and what he did, he played for every team in the Central, I think.
Except the Cardinals.
Right, exactly. Is that what What's-His-Face is doing right now? The kid that played for the Brewers last year, he played for the Pirates forever. The outfielder.
McCutchen.
Where's he at now?
He's in Pittsburgh, having a heck of a year so far.
All he does is produce. Can you pull his stats up, Kyle? I mean, all he does is produce. And it seems like he ought to be retired by now. But he still looks like he could play another 5 years. It's unbelievable what McCutchen. I think he was really good with the Brewers, wasn't he? I mean, not really good.
He's pretty good.
He was pretty solid. Did he win MVP 1 year with the Pirates?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah.
2013.
So give me his – how many years with the Pirates before this one, in other words?
9 before this one.
Wow. He was so good. And then he played 2 for the Brewers?
Played 1 for the Brewers last year before that was in Philly for 4.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about his Philly
for
days.
Three.
And now he's back with the Pirates. And what's he doing this year?
He is hitting .238 on base, .344, .810 OPS, has 6 homers, 15 RBIs.
Okay. Well.
He started much better than that. He's probably cooled off a bit.
Probably up until 3 years ago, he would have been the best outfielder of the Cardinals now, right?
Oh, 100%.
For the last decade? I'm sorry. You brought up Ramirez, and I thought to myself, is McCutcheon now just going to play for every team in the – like, if he gets traded to the Cubs, I would not want to see that.
I don't think I want that.
I would not want to see that.
Anybody you'd want to bean on the Cubs?
Right now, current?
Period.
Well, Sandberg.
Sandberg, yeah.
Sandberg would be the guy for me.
I always wanted to see a letter-high fastball right down the middle hit off of Anthony Rizzo's elbow.
Ooh.
Because, you know, the middle of the plate is exactly where that elbow was was seated.
And have it called a strike.
Yeah. Yep.
Rizzo did get under my skin. I appreciated him, but, man, he could get under your skin. He totally could. I could see that with, like, Yadi Molina. I could totally see a Cubs fan just not liking him at all.
And I know for Trevor, it was always the no-name guys.
Oh, yeah.
The guys that killed them. Like, the Cardinals that would come up and, like, who the heck is this dude?
The Alan Craig.
Yep.
It would come in and do damage. The Hazelbacher or whatever that came
Jeremy
out.
Jeremy Hazelbaker. Yeah.
Hazelbaker had like this unbelievable first month of the season. You know, he was like MVP first month of the season. No, I totally get that. That's where you're like, really? See, that's what worried me about Horner and Happ. When they first came up, I thought, oh no, are these, I didn't know if they were quite going to be, because I consider them regulars, obviously. But at first, I didn't know what they were going to be able to do, and I thought, these two guys will just kill us. They'll kill us. And they pretty much have. I mean, they really have. Hey, I've got Old Hoss Redburn.
All right.
I think it's always important to check in on Old Hoss.
Stay in tune with history.
Born in 1854 in Rochester, New York. He died in 1897 in Bloomington, Illinois. I don't know how he got from Rochester, New York to Bloomington, Illinois. Career stats, first of all, his WAR was 75.4. Pretty good WAR, right? He won 310 games, lost 194, and had an ERA of 2.68. Pretty good. 527 games he pitched. He started 502, and he picked up 2 saves. He threw a total of 4,527 innings. That's pretty impressive. Struck out 1830. This is the guy that would start back ends of double. I mean, he would start both games of a doubleheader. You got to love that, man. All right, I had to get that in.
There you go.
Old Hoss. His name was Charles Gardner Radborn.
Hmm.
There you go.
Bill from Troy on the U of I Atlanta League text line said, Zabrano on the list of most hated Cubs.
Yes.
And then Brian says, didn't care for David Ross as a player, too cocky for his ability.
Ah, okay. He just was all of a sudden the anointed one, right? Like Grandpa Ross.
Grandpa Rossi.
It was just that cute story when they were winning. But listen,
cute.
The Cardinals have had plenty of those, right? To where we're
the salsa?
The rally squirrel?
Yeah, who couldn't even save the Cardinals this weekend.
No. Happy Flight?
That's true. A lot of them.
We've had way too many of those. Way too many. But you're right. You're right. It's like, it's just one of those where it's like, that was a cute story, Grandpa Rossi. Didn't he homer first pitch? His first pitch he saw in the World Series?
He homered in his last at bat ever in Game 7 of the World
Series. That's right. I knew there was something. Mm. I tell you what, that dude, I heard the story and it made it up for me. I would never hit him after this, that he walked home. Was it after they won the division or maybe the NL Central, or I'm sorry, the NLCS, that he walked to his place in Chicago in his uniform and would go into bars. And so he'd go into a bar, everybody would want to buy him a shot. He'd have like one shot, one beer, and then he'd leave and go to the next bar. Now, whether that's true or not, I heard that that's what Ross did. That is awesome. That to me is a man of the people right there, David Ross. Boy, did he flip himself from a backup catcher to like a hero.
He did.
Was he backup catcher that year or starter?
He was backup.
They
kind of platooned everyone because they had three catchers that year. Contreras, Montero, Miguel Montero, and then Ross. Yeah.
Because he would always catch Lester.
He would catch Lester, yep.
Johnny Lester, that's right.
Who caught Arrieta?
I want to say Montero probably did.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Wasn't Ross?
I don't think so.
Boy, Arrieta was good. Who was the starting five on the World Series win? That team.
Like the rotation that year?
Yeah.
Well, it was Hendricks led all of baseball in ERA that year, and then you had Lester and Arrieta, and then you had John Lackey.
Oh, that's right.
And then I think Jason Hamill was the fifth starter.
It's always funny to go back and see the starters on like teams that like when they won the World Series. There's always a guy you forget about, like Jason Hamill. Don't even like that guy could walk into any bar in Chicago and nobody would know it. Hey, I'm Jason Hamill. Great. What do you want to drink, man?
Like the Cardinals with Anthony Reyes.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Flatbill.
Who won the biggest game. He won in Detroit against a rookie, right? It was the only time two rookies started game one of a World Series, and he beat Justin Verlander in that game. Pujols took Verlander deep to right center. Anthony Reyes did one thing right, and it was win game one of the World Series in, what, 06?
Yeah.
Wow. And then the Tigers, Brandon Inge, was that his name?
Yeah.
They decided to have 58 errors in a five-game series. That was unbelievable.
Unreal.
That was the year my dad passed away. And I can remember I got really emotional. I was in Chicago for the final game, and my brother was like going. He's like in a different country, of course. And I had gone up because David Rio, a buddy of mine, and I were going to the Cardinals-Green Bay Packers game at Lambeau the next day. Well, we were leaving on a Saturday to spend the night and then go to the game Sunday. So this was a Friday night the Cardinals won the World Series. And I was at a place called Sedgwick's, which was a Cardinals bar in Chicago, the only one. And I just remember how cool it was. And I can remember, like, I had to stand on a chair to see because there were so many people in this place. And when the Cardinals won that, did Jeff Weaver pitch that game? Did he strike out a guy to end it? Or No. Was that the fly out to Craig?
Well, the guy who was on the mound to end it would have been Waino, right?
No, it was, yeah, Waino. Wait, when did Mott in it end it? That was 11.
11.
I'm sorry. I'm getting all our World Series confused.
Jeff Weaver started the game in the World Series.
Dream Weaver. But I can remember when we won that game, I just remember looking up to the sky, like to my dad, and I'm like, that's for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I started crying. I'll never forget that. And then it was like, whew, I think we were up till, there's a place in Chicago called The Store. It's open till 4 a.m. Because who doesn't need to be out till 4 a.m.? And we were. we were definitely out till 4 a.m. that night.
That's how you celebrate.
That was good. That was good stuff.
Got to catch a break. Put some more thoughts on Cardinals Cubs. Anything else you want to talk about?
We'll talk NBA.
217-359-2255. We can do that as well.
Okay. Somebody asked what the backup option with Ray J. Dennis would be for Illinois.
Okay.
I mean, because.
Yeah. Need a point guard somehow.
I know. I was going to say.
Need one.
You got the young man coming, the freshman coming in, right? Dre
Gibbs Lawhorn.
Is that it?
Probably more of a combo, too. You got Nico Moretti.
Oh, I forgot about Nico. Let's go ahead and say I don't trust Nico this year. Oh, can we go that way? And then Andre
Justin
Curbelo.
Harmon's played a little bit on the ball.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Probably more of a combo guard, backup point guard.
Where's Curbelo? Is Curbelo leaving again?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't get the sense that Patino wanted him to stay.
What if he became the best proclamation? No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Reclamation project
ever. I just had a Lonnie, get your adverbs here. I literally just had a view back to the Bill of Rights or whatever. Yeah, what if he became the biggest reclamation project ever and came back to Illinois senior year and led us to a Big Ten title? Andre Curbelo.
I might have to write a book on it. I don't think I will need to.
What would you title that one?
Oh, man.
What would you title an Andre Curbelo book that he became an immediate sensation at Illinois? And then 8 schools later, seems like, he comes back to Illinois and wins, like, and you win at a high level and he plays unbelievable. He was the 6th man of the year, was that right?
He was.
And then he comes back and makes first team all Big Ten, leads the league in assists, like averaging 9 a game. What would you call that? We'll have to ask the listeners on the U of I Lanny Lick text line. Nobody today on the Tapman's Towing phone line. So U of I Lanny Lick text line, 359-2255. What would you title the book if Andre Curbelo came back and led Illinois to, I don't know, a Big Ten title?
All right.
I'm going to give some thought to that.
Let's put you to it.
I like this.
We'll talk about this.
Old Hoster and no hitter, by the way.
Lighten it up already. Get to these after the break. It is The Drive.
Next week on an all-new Lawn and Order.
Order, order. We convene here for case 217, Spring Green versus Weeds. Spring Green, the floor is yours.
The weeds are infectious. The weeds steal the beauty from your lawn. We offer personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simple and transparent process. Just click on to spring-green.com for a quote.
Okay, Spring Green wins. Weeds, you're out.
That's spring-green.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their 5 incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company is looking for drivers with their CDL and great driving record to join their team. What a terrific company, invested in so many charities in our community and giving their staff opportunities for growth, health and dental insurance, paid time off for vacations, holidays, and family leave. This is the type of environment you've been looking for, drivers. Of course, Pepsi is an equal opportunity employer as they search for a good representative of the company to help with deliveries. Learn more online at PepsiColaCU.com.
Urbana Park District has job openings for the summer. Hiring camp counselors, assistants, lifeguards, customer service representatives, ground and building positions, and more. Everyone is welcome to apply for a job, and the Park District offers competitive wages, always hiring not only for seasonal jobs, but for jobs year-round. Urbana Park District, you belong here. Online applications taken at urbanaparks.org/jobs.
Everyone's excited about the warmer weather. Let Greenview get it going for you. You want to enjoy your outdoor space, not work in it? Make Greenview your call for all jobs, big or small. Have Greenview plant a tree or garden for that special mother in your life for Mother's Day. and prom is around the corner. Imagine the photos with a Greenview flower bed exploding with color as the background. Greenview wants to help you and your yard. Go to greenview.com for details.
Illini pizza fans, Jet's Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Right now, enjoy three types of pepperoni with the new Triple Roni pizza for just $16.99. And this is a limited time deal, so visit jetspizza.com. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free, like their famous Turbo Crust. Jet's, better because it has to be.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, Derek Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. A few of you have weighed in on the U of I Atlanta League text line regarding a title for a book for Andre Curbelo to come back to Illinois and lead them to a Big Ten title.
I like Brad's.
Brad has a really good one. Hard pass. Wade says turnovers to tournament.
I like that.
And Russ said that would be a miracle, would be the title of the book.
Yeah. Yeah. I still haven't thought of what I would call it. I really liked Andre Curbelo. But, man, that concussion changed everything.
Yeah, it did.
It really changed everything. Do you think that ruined his game? Could a concussion do that much damage to you? I'm being dead serious. I'm not making light of this. Because he hasn't been the same since.
He hasn't been the same. No. And
as a player, I mean, I don't hang
around. He had, obviously, some turnover issues before the concussion. And I think even just stepping into a new role where he was under a very bright spotlight as a sophomore.
Big time.
And he embraced it almost, I think, too much. I think he became more of a showman and cared about the highlight clips and making the fancy pass that would go viral on Twitter, trying to make a SportsCenter highlight moment out of every single play versus just making the simple read as a point guard. And his jump shot needed to improve too. But, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I don't know everything that he's gone through. And you see him at St. John's, like, wearing the tinted glasses. I have to think – I'd heard that part of his symptoms when he was trying to work his way back to playing after the concussion was that he would get, like, dizzy on the floor. The lights would bother him when he was practicing. So that people go through all kinds of different experiences coming off a concussion. So he had some pretty drastic symptoms and experience with that. I don't think it's all concussion, but I think that it obviously derailed pretty significantly what was going on.
I agree. I totally agree. And it's too bad. It's just too bad because you look at what the Illinois issue has been the last couple of years, it's point guard. And you had him. You had your guy. And he just didn't, I mean, you look at last year's team. Now, do you probably get Sky Clark if Curbelo's here and playing well into his...
I think you'd make that trade.
Oh, you're right. Right. But if Curbelo still was going like on an ascension,
right,
then I think, you know, if he would have continued to get a little bit better each year from what he showed you as a freshman, you would have been a good hands at point guard for
absolutely
4 years.
Yeah, 100%.
And for it to go wrong, then it almost left them scrambling a little bit for what was who was your point guard 2 years ago? Trent?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that recruiting class of 2020, when you bring in Andre Curbelo and Adam Miller at the same time. That's supposed to be the passing of the torch from Io and Trent.
That's right.
And those guys in the backcourt, you can throw in Andres Feliz as well. Those were supposed to be your next, at least for the next 2 or 3 years, the guys you lean on quite a bit and would take that as they're the next version of what's been high-level guard play in Champaign. And Adam was gone after 1 year and Curbelo after two, and just didn't realize that potential.
And then
both have hit the portal multiple times.
Yeah. Then you turn to a couple of freshmen after you had so much experience with Trent Frazier and
Plummer was back there.
So you had so much experience there, and then all of a sudden two freshmen, now they're both gone. Now you want to go back to that experience, and that's where this Ray J. Dennis, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Yeah, Ray J. Dennis would be huge. I mean, did you answer that? Is there a backup to him if Illinois doesn't get him?
I'm sure that the staff has thought about it, but to my knowledge, I can't pinpoint a certain guy.
Okay.
And we'll see if there's any other additions here in the next couple of days as far as the portal goes, but I think they're fully focused on getting Ray J. Dennis, and that's pretty much their primary focus.
Is there a chance that he's basically given them a soft yes, but he wants to hear from other teams?
Yeah, I think there's a chance of that for sure.
Be interesting. Okay, well, I certainly hope.
You would just hope that similar to, if you could make it work this way, Marcus Damask, Justin Harmon, he takes one visit to your place, commits, and it's not like, I'm going to visit Illinois, I'm going to visit Baylor, I'm going
right.
to go see what UCLA is talking about, and like leave it open for it to be a situation where Illinois has been waiting on some things to align.
I'd rather hear yes or no.
Right. And you got to make this one click. Otherwise, we'll see.
I mean, we saw what it was like to play without strong point guards last year. And if I do not want to do that again. Not that Ray J is going to come in here and save the world by any means, but he's pretty solid veteran point guard. And, I mean, this is the tricky part about this is if you're Brad Underwood and this staff, you're like, I got to know. Because if you don't come, then we really got to get in the scramble mode here. So, I don't know. That's
Will
tricky.
Kirk Kariza be available again
Ooh.
With Bob Huggins in West Virginia?
Oh. Yeah, you played the Bob Huggins thing.
We listened to the soundbite. We cannot replay it.
That was not good on Bob's part. Not good at all. So.
He might be done.
He may be, honestly. That was bad. Hey, Cliff from Urbana earlier in the show when we were talking Cardinals. The Cardinals pitchers with two strikes have given up 21 home runs.
Jeez.
That doesn't even seem possible. And then entering last week, they had one of the best batting averages for a team. They just can't hit with runners on. I mean, they're runners and scoring. They're RISP. I'd hate to see what it is. I'm sure you can look it up. I want, if you're old enough, I want everybody to listen to the infamous Lee Elia rant tonight before this Cub-Cardinal game. You've never heard it.
I don't think so.
It is classic. It is classic. It happened in 1983. It was April 29th. We just missed the anniversary. 1983. He went off. Like, there was nobody in the stands, hardly, at Wrigley. But the ones that were there were, like, booing the team, and the team was bad.
I think I have heard this.
Oh, my goodness. It is the best. I've got to hear it again. I've got to play it after this, after we're done here. I want to hear this. It's awesome. All right, Cubs, Cardinals, who you got?
I'm going to say.
Does Miles finally pitch like an ace?
No. No, he does not. The Cardinals are going to have to hope that their strong numbers against Stroman continue, because I think that Miles gets hit around a decent amount and runs will have to be scored tonight to win. I know Wednesday is Steele against Montgomery, I believe, the two best pitchers for both squads. That's a tough one. Steele's ERA is like 1.29 or something like that. And then tomorrow, is Flaherty going for us tomorrow? I say us.
Tyone versus Flaherty tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. Battle of 5+ ERAs.
So when does Montgomery pitch?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
So to tie it together a little bit better, Michaelis versus Stroman tonight. Tomorrow you have Tyone against Flaherty, and then Wednesday you have Steele against Jordan Montgomery.
Okay.
I think the Cubs win 2 of 3.
Okay. Those are actually pretty good pitching matchups.
Except for tonight.
Well.
If you're talking about evening
right. It, well, yeah, I would be, I mean, the Cardinals, first of all, have not won a first game of a series yet. So, the betting money would strongly favor the Cubs winning tonight. And I can't tell you the last time they won a series. Have they won a series this year? They tied the Pirates.
They won the first series of
Toronto,
the year, right?
Toronto. That's right. They lost the opener, won the next two, and since then have not won a series, I don't think, all season.
And they still haven't won the opening game of a series.
Still have not won an opening. They're 0 for what, 12, 13?
About the Cubs.
It is so strange. I mean, that's got to end, right?
It's got to end.
It'll end against the Cubs, of course.
Yeah. Well, it'll end when I decide to bet the other team to win. Then the Cardinals will come out and score 12 to 1.
I want to re-answer. I know we got to catch a break here, but you asked a question earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Is this the last chance to get bought back in on this Cardinals team?
You got 3 at Wrigley, 3 at Fenway. Be fun to watch playing at those iconic
I'd say
stadium.
Probably yes.
Okay.
I'll be honest. There's a big part of me that, and I don't probably really mean this, but I really want John Mozeliak gone.
Okay.
To the point of sacrificing this season. If you told me the Cardinals can either rally and sneak into the wild card and get bounced in the first round again, go 9-10 years with one playoff series win, or they can bottom out and finish last, or maybe they can finish fourth, and Ollie's gone, Mozeliak's gone, I'll take that one all day.
I'm with you.
Now, it would ruin my summer.
Yeah, right.
Because there's barely after the NBA playoffs finish up, and even now, I'm more geared into baseball.
You and I better figure out
what are you going to do?
We better take up golf in a hurry.
Yeah, so that part of it would stink to not have a reason to tune into a Cubs game. Like I know that Trevor's talked about it, and Kyle can probably relate. When you have lost seasons and it's late June and July, yep. And you don't even care to turn on the game anymore, that part would stink.
Yeah, I agree.
But I would rather see the bottom out and the changes that need to be made versus the quote-unquote fake rally and let them get back into a postseason picture that they won't do anything in anyway.
That's fair. I'm with you on that. I think that's very fair, and I'd be the same way. It would ruin the summer, but, you know, I'm busy enough. Like, every weekend, we're going to be playing baseball games and such, and all of June is basketball. So I'm busy enough to where I'm good with tanking the season. In fact, I'm good with the Arizona Cardinals tanking the season, too. I'm good with literally having a year of suck because the Blues weren't very good. They're in cap space. You know what? Arizona has just get the number one pick next year. Do not even attempt to win a game. Don't even attempt to win a football game. That will tick me off if they.
As long as you don't hire Lovie Smith, you'll be good.
And then the St. Louis, I mean, all of my professional teams, putrid. Hey, I'll give you a reason to watch something about hockey tonight. That's the tease for when we come back. Is that fair?
Pretty good. Stick around. Get to that. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price, and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet, and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered. See us today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop.
Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Ready for an exciting change? At Merle Norman, we can take your look from ordinary to extraordinary in a matter of minutes. Our innovative skincare, perfectly matched foundations, and on-trend colors will make a difference that's written all over your face. Come in and see what a makeover can do. We'll help select the products that are just right for you, and we'll teach you tips that the pros know about applying your most flattering shades. Ask for your free express makeover today, calling 217-359-8100, or visit 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, bringing us our Stevie J Broadcasting Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
From Champaign County Sheriff Deputy Andy Livingston.
Did you always have kind of a passion for law enforcement? Were you thinking, I'll do this for a living?
You know what? At first, it wasn't law enforcement, but I knew I wanted to help the community in some way. But definitely after I got into the military and got out or was on the back half of that, I knew I wanted to serve and, you know, this was the right place for me.
Awesome.
Is it accurate to say that you and all of your brothers and sisters in law enforcement are simply wanting to help people on not their best day?
Absolutely. I mean, majority of the people we deal with, it's their worst day ever. So, you know, people say, a lot of officers say the reason they join is to help people. It's a cliche answer, but it's a genuine answer at that.
Crossroads Contractor Supply, delivering within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana, supporting our Law Enforcement Official of the Month.
When you know you've got a problem and something's bugging you, call on American Pest Control and take control. You be wise, Americanized, call on American Pest Control. That's how you get back in control. Call American Pest Control, American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you.
Kids may love bugs, but we don't. It's time now for a free, no-obligation termite inspection. American Pest Control has now installed the Centricon Colony Elimination System to over 3,000 homes right here in central Illinois. The Centricon system not only blocks the termites' progress, Centricon provides complete colony elimination. Get their home before they get yours. Call us today.
Call American Pest Control. American Pest Control. No more bugs to bug you. Take control.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys, Lante and Derek Piper, weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr.
Stage is yours, Lante. Why you should pay attention to the NHL tonight.
If you're a Blackhawks fan especially, tonight is the draft.